Blog Talk Radio.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can go on pretending day by day that the moon somewhere will soon make a change. We are a part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the truth. We are the truth. We are the truth.
God bless you. Happy New Year to you. On this Sunday morning, come to motivate you, stimulate you, to let you know that God is everything. Save the children. Stop the killing. Save the babies. I want to let you know that in 2023, doors will open up. I thank those that came to watch me. Reverend Coleman was dynamic. I thank Reverend Coleman that he came and he sung, he preached, and he just had a good time. And I want to say to the family of Sister May that passed on, was at the funeral yesterday, that the job that she did with taking care of the homeless, the job she did with women that were pregnant, it was outdoors, she took them in. And she did a good job. And I want to say it to her family, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. The healing comes with God. I thank God for all them that testified, those that had the talk about what God will do. But I want to come to you as a prophet of God to tell you 2023 will be a year of powerful energy. God's going to speak to many of you. God's going to move the evil away from you and your family. We went in prayer last night asking for that. And I want to tell you, you can run, but you can't hide. Because what you do in the dark will come to the light. So you need to be truthful and repent and ask for God to save you. And don't have evil against nobody. Just go in prayer and watch God change it. This year is the year of change. The honor of the Pope passed, Barbara Walters passed, and so many other people passed. But we said that there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. So I want to tell you on this Sunday morning, we're in a healing process. We're in a process of learning. We're in the process of going back to Mother Nature, going back to the wind, the water, the flow. We're going back to a spiritual man, a spiritual woman. We're going back to that level. And I want you to know that the scripture for the day, and you know, on Sunday morning, it's Sunday morning with the bishop. This Sunday morning, this is New Year Sunday morning. That's what we got now. It's New Year Sunday morning. So I want you to make covenant with God. Now, if you got a need, you plant a seed. Now, I believe that if you don't deny, if you go on and obey the prophet, quick, fast, and in a hurry, whatever you need, God's going to meet that need. Financially, economically, mentally, God's going to meet that need. So this being first Sunday, I want you to give your seed. Thank you. I want to thank you that already said we're going to send this seed. I want you to plant that seed for 2023. You know, we have service on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, 7 days a week. The first service is on on Monday, Dr. King Movement. Tuesday, Crossover Interest. Wednesday, Divine Word and Divine Talk. And then Wednesday, we talk about the Word of God, Divine Word of God. Thursday, Divine Word. And Friday, we talk about the Trillium Flow. That means your business. On Saturday night, Divine Healing. Sunday morning with the bishop. These are the programs we got going. Maybe you might tune into one and you give the number to somebody and we might be speaking a word to them, not to you, to them. But you have been a missionary by giving the number. That's a 515-605-9890, that somebody might need the help. Somebody might want to commit suicide. Somebody's so swamped with bills, problems. And God said he's going to bless right now. God, I want you to get rid of that. I just feel that this morning, this first Sunday, and this first Sunday, I say, that God's going to do something. I hear the Spirit of high great power. And I heard something, Reverend Coleman's song, I Feel Good, and I'm going to incorporate Reverend Coleman to come in on Sunday. And since he's retired, that's going to free me up on Sunday. I'm going to let him preach on Sunday. So that's going to free me up for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Because Saturday is Divine Healing. This program is set up to enlighten you, and where you might enlighten somebody else. This prayer set up for you to be healed, where you might heal somebody of body, mind, soul, and spirit. And the psalm we adopted this year was the 23rd number psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. I said, and this is the 23rd, this is 2023. And if you embrace psalms, it's going to be a blessing for you if you embrace that. It's going to be a door opener for you because you embrace, you have and you have went and embraced the word. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means that you're going to tell somebody you can make it. If you say, well, I got a problem, a lot of us got problems. But if you give the problems to God and let go, Exodus 14:14, God said, Moses, step back and let me work. And you trying to work so hard yourself, you get caught up. And that's why people miss suicide, kill themselves. And they find themselves gone because they didn't step back and let God handle their life. They didn't do that. This morning we're going to have them that want to testify, them that got a testimony, and we're going to have a reading, and we're going to have a song, and we're just going to serve God in the first Sunday. We thank every church that opened. And the lady called me, said, son got shot coming out the lounge. He didn't die. He got shot. I said, he could have died. I said, stop crying. The wages of sin is death, people. The gift of God, eternal life. You got to be able to understand what God is saying to you and your family, what God is saying to the nation with so much going on. So you got to understand God got a blessing. Now, I want to, I guess what I do, I have the testimony. Then they want to testify, they can testify. And then I go on to the word of God. So every one of you should have a testimony. Now, some of you, let me tell you something. When you ain't got no testimony, that means that you don't appreciate God. You just feel that I should be in unsaved people that ain't saved. They don't understand. They don't want to understand. In God, you got to be clean. In God, you got to give praise to him. David shouted out of his clothes. When David repented, he shouted all over his clothes, out of his clothes. He was naked. Y'all would have laughed at him, but he was praising God. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. And some of you are holding on to stuff. People done told you. It ain't going to work. All that witchcraft and all that demonic spirit ain't working. Ain't nothing working but the power of God and his prophet. If you're a prophet of God, you ought to work. You know, if you are a prophet of God, a preacher of God, you should have a word for his people. And if you ain't got a word from his people, something wrong, you ought to be able to give counsel to somebody. If you sit under the ministry and sitting under God, you ought to be able to tell somebody something, and you ought to be able to see if they demonic. You're able to see if they all crossed up and messed up, and they caught up in witchcraft. They all messed up in their mind, in their body. And you sitting there, you're going to be all right. You're not going to be all right if you're not anointed by God. Okay, how much money you got, who you know, what your resume. If you ain't going by the divine law of God, you're on your way to hell. You're on your way to hell. If you ain't made up your mind that you're going to do the right thing. Hello? And when you do that, God will open up a door for you. We said it, going into 2022, a loss of death, a loss of evil, a loss of murder. We're going into 2023, what God established with David. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, that I should not want. God know David's heart. David wanted God. David had a heart. David was a man after God's own heart. So God looked at David because he knew David had some problems. But God said, because David repented. Now, I wonder this morning, is you ready to repent, or you going to get mad? Or you going to get jealous? Or you going to say, don't nobody love you? But for God, so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, and have life more abundantly. When you have not, you ask not. You have to ask God for what you want, and you have to put the work in. When you put the work in, you're going to get results. When you, I believe in, when you plant a seed for this year, for 20 years, I gave last year, that's last year. What did you do this year, 2022? I want you in 2022. The Spirit just gave me a number, and the Lord, he's going to bless with that number. And I want you to work towards $700 for the month, for the year of 2023. I don't know. That's seven wonders of the world, the seven mystic spirits, the seven water, the seven archangels. That seven, you say, well, Bishop, I'm going to see 200 on my seven. I'm going to send 500 on my seven. When you release, God going to bless you. I don't know what he's going to bust open for you, but the seven come up in my spirit. The Lord said, whisper seven. And seven will be your breakthrough for 2023, seven. And that seven, if you obey the prophet, if you obey, well, I can't get all, but here's 100 on my seven. And when you end, when you say, I got my seven in, God's going to release all kind of miracles, all kind of blessings on you. You know, I got to get mine in because I want the same blessing he's going to give y'all to give me. So I'm going to work on getting my seven in. When I get in, I got it in. Some of you going to get a new house, a new car. Some of you getting a new lease on life. Whatever you need, that seven will unlock that door. Oh, God, hallelujah. I just heard that door, that key, that seven, God going to give you the key to prosperity, healing, and success. If I be the prophet of God, he said a lot's going on. Even in the midst of famine, he's going to bless you. In the midst of hunger, he's going to bless you. In the midst of people lying, he's going to keep a covered umbrella over you and your family. I don't know why, but going into 2023, I'm motivated. I'm stimulated. I know God got a blessing. I want to thank Dr. Coleman that preached so hard last night. And so many people said they couldn't get in. People called me from Texas. The bishop, I couldn't get in. Lady called me all over from Canada. It was filled up. But I want to let you know, I want to thank Dr. Coleman for what he did and how he brought the message. There's nothing like letting God touch what's going on with you. God is great and God is good. And God going to break all the yokes off of you. And I want to thank every letter, every telephone call for God to get ready. And I want to tell you, God got something great for you. You say, well, Bishop, God put you in a situation for you to come out a winner, not a loser. If God put you in that situation, whatever it is for you to win, not lose. Somebody know what I'm saying? When he puts you in that situation to win, you got to know you're in a winning situation. You got to know God is great, and he's gracious to be praised. When you praise God, it opens up. I want to tell you, excited, what God's going to do for you in 2023. Reverend Coleman preached last night. He sung, and people was getting happy. A lady called and told me, said, she threw the phone on the bed, and her husband coming there, what happened? She said, So this preacher is putting it on me, and whatever was on her came off her. The word. I want to tell you, every one of you should have a testimony this morning that God is good. I want to testify this morning God is great. I want to testify to you that God is carrying us to another level this morning. On this Sunday morning, first Sunday, don't think down, think up. Thank healing. Thank deliverance. Thank God. The 23rd number of the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, some of you got some hang-ups. Well, I got to do this. Baby, give it to God and leave it alone. You can't handle this devil. This devil's too big for you to handle. He's an old soul. And he told Jesus, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. He said, wait, man cannot live by bread alone, but every word proceeded out the mouth of God. So he told Moses, you don't fought this battle against Pharaoh. Step back and let me fight the battle. Exodus 14:14, step back. And I'm telling you, step back and get in the bosom of God. Step back and say, if God got me. See, if you don't acknowledge God got you, the devil got you. And he's going to keep you down. He's going to keep you lying to yourself. He's going to keep you sick. He's going to keep you begging. He's going to keep you poor. But the God out there is a rich God. And whatever you need, God got what you want. But I'm going to keep you, going into 2023, number 7, come up. God told me, he said, tell him, Bishop, 7 wonders of the world, the 7 archangels, the 7 mystic spirits, the 7 winds, the 7 storms. And God's going to get behind you and give you that blessing, that great blessing. You know, you worrying about what's going on, and the word says, don't worry about it. Give it to me. Once you give it to God, people, it's going to be a change. Once you let go and let God, every door closed will open up. I just want to say that to you. Let the children change. Let the children live. And with all that's going on in 2023, all is well. I got my prophecy for 2023. And in the prophecy, Sister Tanya, all the way from the hotel, called the bishop. The prophet, you said the Pope is going to die, is in the word, is in the book. It's on black and white. And she's like, yeah, I got it right here. Telling my sister, Bishop prophesied that, and it's there. There's some other things happening that I put in the prophecy book for you to get it and read it and watch it unfold with the weather, with what's going on with some people going to be some people that are going to leave out because the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is kind of like glory. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus this morning. I want everybody to testify if you guys need plant a seed. Okay. Now, I ask you, I'm going to say it because God gave it to me in my ear. Sometimes, you know, you get an email. Sometimes you get a fax. And sometimes he just come and just speak, claim your healing. And when he wake you up, the devil break and run from you. On this first Sunday, I ain't talking about I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop smoking. Give it to God, whatever it is. To Bishop, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to tell God about it. And you ain't, God is not dumb. You ain't got to go over and over. Once you tell God about it, Pearl, it's already done. You tell God about it, Rima, it's already done. Trisha, when you tell God about it, it's gone. James, when you tell God about it this morning, it's over. I want to say to you, child, all is well. I want to say to you, Maxine, when you give it to God, you can walk away from it and smile. Why are you smiling? Because I done, I done put it in the bosom of God. He's going to wash it and clean it. When it comes back, it's going to be pure. I want to tell you this morning, on this first Sunday, look up, don't look down. Claim your success. Claim your healing. Claim your love. Claim your children healing. Oh, I wish I had somebody this morning to know what I was talking about. I'm still high from the service we had last night. I'm still high from the anointing that flowed through last night. And so many people couldn't get on, but God, it's a lot of people can't get on this morning, but them that he want on, they're going to be on. Hello, thank you, Karen. I just want you to know that all is well. Whatever you get an understanding. And when you get an understanding, God, I see a young lady, I don't know if I'm going to prophesy today or not the first Sunday. I guess I will prophesy. I'm going to prophesy to you this first Sunday, give you a word of prophecy. But now I'm going to give you a scripture for prophecy. And this scripture is going to help you with your prophecy. And I'm going to give you one word. Thank you, God. Because this is the first Sunday. You should have a testimony. You know, down south, we get a testify. And some of you got away from that. But I want to tell you, I'm going to get your pencil and paper together. Because the word I'm going to give you is a word of prophecy. And it's from God. Now, I want to say to you, some of you have a problem with listening to what God said because you got the devil in one ear and then the devil drowned out God's word, what God telling you to do in your business, what God telling you to do with your family, and you get so emotional. First, I want to say, stop being emotional. Go to Exodus 14:14, give it to God, and leave it right there. God can elevate each and every one of you tonight, today, to another level, to another level. Now, see, when I prophesy, I can do it quickly. Get your pencil and paper, put it beside you, get your cup of coffee, because we're here for the long haul. Thank you, John Spirit. I want to say to you on this first Sunday, all I want to give you this, all is well. East, west, north, and south. Now, you got to claim that. I just gave it to you. And it told me to tell you all is well. 30:30, Psalm 36:6. Bam. What you asking for, God going to give it to you. I'm going to you. 29:29, God said that the Psalms 34:51, that'll work for you. Now I'm going to 21:17. Let me say it again. 21:17, Psalms 35 and Psalms 75. You got them five. And God told me that he's going to open up many doors for you. 86:77, Psalms 29:54, something God is going to reveal to you in your music and write you a book or something. 81:38, Psalms 29 and Psalms 4, God says he's getting you to another level. And I'm going to you, Psalms 40:19, Psalm 13:22. God's going to release some things in 2023 for you. Thank you. 75:59, God told me for you to read 91 number of Psalms, Psalms 11, and all that the devil tried to steal, God's going to restore and give more to you than you ever had before. And they're going to look at you and wonder what God's doing. God is doing great things. I wish I had somebody. God has opened up doors that have been closed. he's going to open up. I'm going to have Sister Sherry going to sing a song for us and keep it real tonight, this morning. How great they are. Let me get on the line here. Okay, Sister Jerry, you can start your saying. You got a testimony?
Testimony?
Yeah, you going to sing.
I'm going to sing How Great Thou Art.
Yeah. This is Sister Jerry
right now.
Up in Minnesota, she in St. Paul. And she wanted to sing How Great They Are. I said, come on with it. This is First Sunday. Somebody going to get a message to this. We don't.
Okay, just a moment.
How great they are. Ain't God great?
Lord, my God.
Thanks, Sister Sherry, for that song that she was singing. It was so good. I'm going to open up the testimony now. I'm starting with 2117, your testimony for New Year. You're on the air. 7117. Go ahead on.
Yep. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning when I went to sleep. I slept well when I went to sleep this morning. And I thank God for seeing this New Year, a year I've never seen in my life. And I just
Amen.
Want to thank the Lord because so many people didn't make it. And I thank God that I did make it. And I know He has got a lot for me to do, and Lord, I want to do whatever I can. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for that testimony. It's good to testify, because when you testify, God listens to your testimony. That testimony will be a breakthrough for you. I want to thank you for that testimony.
Thank you.
And God said every door closed will be opened up for you. And everything that I see God can open up for you. Your testimony means something. I'm going to 75 or 89 for a testimony right now. You give your testimony. God bless you. 75, 89.
Giving honor to God and everyone, to Bishop Turner, to everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank God for closing in my right mind. I thank God for allowing me to see a day that wasn't promised to me. I thank God for everything that he has done. I thank him for what he's doing and what I know he's going to do. Thank God for allowing me to see a new year, the first day of this new year. Asking all the saints to continue to pray for me and my family.
Amen. I thank you for that testimony. And this all is well. Everybody should have a testimony for some things that happened for 20. This is a new year. You should have a new thought on your mind. Let old stuff go away and go into the new. Go into the power of the Holy Ghost. Go into the anointing of the Word. That God will do something for you. As we give you testimony, as you testify, your testimony always helps somebody else. But it lets you know that you connected with God. I would think Sister Cherry was singing How Great Thou Art. That was a beautiful song. And I want to thank all of them that come to testify this morning because you didn't have to be here. But God left me for a reason, and God got something special for you. And you got to embrace what God got for you and let God walk you to the next level. First Sunday, I see blessings on top of blessings. On this first Sunday, I see things being loose, and God opened up things for you. I just seen God doing something special. Exodus 14:14, I want you to get ready because you can get all you can do in 2022. You got to step back in 23 and let God. But you got to be ready to be in the body of Christ. When you're in the body of Christ, you become a new creature. And whatever you said, bam, it happened just like that. I see breakthrough coming. I see success coming. And I feel the word of God. You know, going into this year, I want to say to you, there's some things going to happen, but God going to be right there walking you through what's going on and open every door that's been closed. God's going to do that for you.
Something on my mind. You see, I haven't been the same. That cold November came.
Something always happens. God always shows you something. I was just playing a little of Whitney Houston to show you a little something that God will work for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Got the love of God with me, and that you can always find the good in the man and in the woman. That's what we're saying today. And as we testify, I want you to see the good in what you're doing, not the bad, and embrace the good. I'm going back to the testimony now. I just played a little lap. I want that to get out. I don't think Sister Pearl for that testimony. It was so powerful last night. And, you know, it's good when you can feel God. It's good when you can repent and God can touch you. It's good when you can say, God has brought me just for, not by my own, by faith, my belief. You got to believe in something. And once you believe in God, will take you there, and God will take you to that level. And once God will take you to that level, He's going to break the yoke for you. So when God do that, He's going to take you to another level.
I want to love you and treat you right. I want to love you. Everything and everything that we'll be together. With the roof right over our head, we'll share a shelter. From my sins to me, we share the same room, yeah. We're just a body bread.
See, when you feel the love of God, you ain't got to ask, is this love? For God so loved the world, He gave the only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. So some of you don't understand that God has already got you covered, but somebody telling you God is not there. But I want to tell you, God is right there, seeing about you and open up a door for you. And that door, you know, when I play Louis Armstrong, he talk about what's going on in the ancestors. When you talk about what's going on, you can see that in the songs, got soul. You say, oh, bitch, them blues songs. They ain't blues songs. They song of struggle, songs of history, songs to wake you up. Get up, wake up, and stand up. You know, and it's a movement that God got that wakes us up to what's going on. And he's a bishop, what's going on? A breakthrough, a living legacy, a breakthrough going on. And you saying, what's going on? It's something going through your life, but it's going through to lift you up. Bob Marley in the spirit world, and I was listening to Tupac talking about his mother. I said, this is a record that K can go for on and on because it talk about life. See, some others just saying about right now. But you got some give you life, and every time you listen to it, it wakes you up. It's a wake-up call for you, and it's a call that will bring you to the reality that you got something to do bigger than yourself. You got something to do that God have already preordained you to do, and you can't get away from what God got you to do. Sometimes you say, well, I want to get away. You can't get away because God has already preordained you to be there to fight the evil that's fighting people. That's what's happening. So we're going through a period of loss of demonic spirit. We're going through a period where men and women got to step up. We are the people of the world. And when Michael Jackson sung it, and all of them sung, we are the people of the world. And it was the 75th anniversary of that song, but it woke up the world. And that song still strong now, that we the people of the world. And you're part of the world and part of what's going on. That's what's happening to you. Now, I want to say to you, 41:19, Psalms 30 and 49, God said he's going to get you out the turmoil you're in and all is well. I want to see right here the 23rd number of Psalms I was looking at. Okay. Mary, what is your testimony on this first Sunday?
I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for clothing me in my right mind, because without him, I couldn't have woke up this morning. I've seen a lot of people pass away in my family in the last few months. And I thank God for coming into 2023. My family is safe. My children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and my sisters, they safe. So thank you, Father God. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Amen.
God's been good to you. Glory. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the testimony. Testimony wakes us up.
Yes.
When you got a testimony, it touched somebody. I just thank God that we in the living and everybody that's listening, they know that they can trust themselves. I'm here. I don't care what the circumstances the doctor gave you. I will tell you, you're healed by his stripes. The blood, you're covered under the blood of Jesus. Set back for a comeback, you're on your way back. They thought you was out. They have put you out, but God put you back in. Glory, hallelujah. I just thank God for the testimony. I got one more testimony here. 40:19, give us your testimony. Thank you, kind spirit. You're on there. Here's your testimony.
Good day. Happy New Year to everyone. My testimony is that this is a new year, a new beginning. Focus more on God and not on all that other stuff, because it takes your focus off what you want to do and what God's plans are for me. Thank you, Bishop.
I thank you for that testimony. And I got a prophecy for you. All the devil try to steal, God going to restore 100%. Back to you, and I want you to walk into that new job in 2023. I know you don't see it because it ain't for you to see it. It's for the prophet to tell you that it's going to happen quick, fast, bam, in a hurry. I want to say to you, those that are listening, that we are the children of the world. And I want to tell you, when you reach out, and God bless you, and God will give you a revelation knowledge of things to work for you and open up a door for you.
Hi, this is Lionel Richie. What better time than now to be reminded that today, more than ever, we need to come together as one. On the 35th anniversary of We Are the World, we remember what life really is all about. There comes a time when we hear the call and the world must come together as one. There are people crying for the time that we have.
Thank you.
Let's start giving. It's time for us to give our lives to stop the dope, stop the drugs. This year, I'm on the committee to stop the flow of illegal guns, assault weapons, coming into America. Sister May was on that committee. She passed on to stop the guns that's flowing into America on that committee. I want to say to you, God is able to lift you up, and God's able to carry you to the next level. So God's going to do it for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. So you let go and let God do it, because God already going to give you what you need. God is able to pour out a divine blessing for you like it never was before. So God is able to give you what you need, and God is able to deliver you to the next level. And I want to tell you, as we get ready on this first Sunday to give you the divine word of God and give you the anointing of the Holy Spirit and how God deliver you to the next level and how God open up the door that's been closed. If God open up that new door for you, he's going to do it quick, fast. And somebody said, Bishop, I need him to do it in a hurry. And God always moves quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to thank you for those that have called and those that have been involved with prayer. Prayer changes things. And some of the people that are saying we're the people of the world, I have them people is dead. That Michael Jackson, he gone. Harry Belafonte, he gone. And the life has gone on. But they singing that song. I wanna go off the air talking about the 23rd number of Psalms. And I know Mary got it. Mary, you got the 23rd number of Psalms. Read that for us.
Okay. Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Come on.
He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read Psalm 23.
Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I want to tell you, as we going into 2023, God has to be your shepherd to carry you through the dope, the drugs, the killing, the rape going on. God, David, was a man after God's own heart. I'm going to tell you this morning, God's going to carry you through, and God's going to bless you. Let me pray. Father God, right now, everyone that's going to see, those that make their mind up to see, God, touch them right now. The Spirit says $700. Ain't the way you do it. Father God, break that yoke, that financial yoke. Break that yoke of sickness, that yoke of doubt. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, touch and heal right now every lover, every telephone call. In the mighty name, heal that man, heal that woman right now. In Jesus' name, let the Holy Ghost flow. Body, mind, soul, and spirit, get ready for a miracle breakthrough. I want to say to you this morning, God is going to elevate each and every one of you on this air. God is going to elevate you to another level. I said it. I won't take it back. Obey the prophet. Obey the word of God. Obey what God speaks to your heart and your mind, and you'll be blessed. And every door closed will be opened up. God bless you, Joe.